Good evening. Thank you for joining us. We're trying something new on Facebook. We've turned our camera sideways, hoping to get a full picture so that when Buck puts it on YouTube or LinkedIn, that people can see the full picture. So if you're not getting a good picture by holding your phone like this, turn it sideways, okay? Try that. If you're having trouble still, give us a comment so we can fix it. Oh, do you still love Jesus? That's what I want to know.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, he's so wonderful.
Hello, Marlene Cantrell. I love you.
We pray that you're full of the joy of the Lord. Our joy is not dependent on what happens in this world. Our joy is in Him. You know, when you haven't seen somebody for a long time and you get back together, oh, the joy that's in our hearts to see one another. Well, we can have Jesus in our hearts all the time. And just knowing that He's with us, He's for us, and He's making us into His image, what joy we should always have. So I pray that your eyes are on the Lord Jesus, the one who loves you the most, loves you best, died on the cross to pay the price for your sin, my sin, that we could be with Him forever and ever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and praise you and thank you for your love for us. We thank you, Father, that you bought us with the price of your precious Son. Thank you, Jesus, for dying in our place on that cross. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the hope of eternal life. Thank you for your Spirit within us, Father. Thank you that we can overcome any temptation, any problem with our flesh, that we can follow hard after you as we seek your face for guidance and direction. Father, we ask you to guide each and every one of us into your perfect will. It is so wonderful to have your approval of what we're doing, because we're being obedient to you. We love you, Father. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. And Father, I pray for all those that are suffering, that they would continue to look to you for healing, and that they would continue to have a strong faith, believing right to the end, even if you take them home. And those that are suffering because loved ones are suffering, I pray you'd comfort them. You'd give them faith also to believe that all is well, that you have everything in control because you love us. You love your children. We belong to you, Father, because of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for saving our soul and giving us eternal life. We pray this evening that the word that you're going to... I think I did that when I was a little girl, too. But you know, as an adult, you start questioning and wondering, and you've got to come to that close, deep relationship with the Lord Jesus through the knowledge of the Scriptures and the Spirit of God speaking to your heart. It is so wonderful, God. I loved family growing up. We cousins used to meet every holiday. Easter, we'd meet just Labor Day at Phillips Park in Aurora, Illinois. And, oh, Grandma Rachel would have the cherry pies, and she would have apple pie and rhubarb pie. I grew to love rhubarb pie. You know, you got to put a lot of sugar in that rhubarb, make it good. But it's delicious.
Isn't that right, Carol Blankenship, at the rhubarb?
Carol and I love rhubarb. And Joe and Rita loved rhubarb.
Yes.
But as I was saying, family is wonderful. And we would have such fun, all the cousins playing together and eating the delicious food. My Aunt Betty would make those deviled eggs. Ooh, they were so good. And homemade rolls. Oh, I loved butter on those homemade rolls. Family is wonderful, isn't it? Our family was strong, loving, loved the Lord. We all went to church. But when I became a Christian, I'd never had a sister. When I became a Christian, oh, the Lord gave me the most wonderful sisters I could ever imagine. Sisters that would love me through thick and thin, who would pray for me, who would encourage me, and lead me in the way I should go. Oh, family is wonderful, isn't it? Are we going to sing that song?
Yes.
God's Family. Lanny Wolf has the idea of what a family of God is. We laugh together, we cry together, we pray for one another, we bring the word to one another. The family.
Part of the family.
That's been born again. Part of the family, whose love knows no end. For Jesus has saved us and made us his own.
Yes, he has.
Now we're part of the family. On its way home.
Are you on your way home?
Amen. And sometimes we
laugh together.
Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Sometimes we dream together of how it will be when we all get to heaven, God's family.
When a brother meets sorrow, we all feel his grief. When he's passed through the valley, we all feel relief. Together it's sunshine, together in rain, together in victory,
through his precious
name,
the name of Jesus.
And though some go before us, we'll all meet again. Just inside the city, as we enter in,
praise God, I'm going in.
There'll be no more poverty. With Jesus, we'll be together forever.
Together forever.
God's family. Sometimes we laugh
together,
sometimes we cry,
sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs, sometimes we dream together how it will be when we
together. When we all get together, family.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You know, Pastor Nicky, I just want to go ahead and get into the Word today. I want to talk to you today. I want to talk to you about family. I want to talk to you how Jesus felt about the family. Now, Jesus, when he grew up, of course he had brothers and sisters. They played together. They laughed. They cried. They had their problems. But when Jesus grew up and was called into the ministry, things changed. And you know, things really change in a family from time to time. You know, there are a lot of families that are really dysfunctional families. And there are also families that it seems like everything goes right for them, right, Pastor
right,
Nicky?
Right. That's like my family.
Well, you know, I'm speaking for myself, and I'm sure I'm speaking to other people that have. Growing up in a family, maybe it was a single parent, maybe it was parents that didn't get along.
Might have been drugs or alcohol.
Drugs or abuse. You know, there's an abuse that I believe is worse than physical abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's abuse by the tongue.
Amen.
And I can remember growing up how, because I didn't have a daddy at that time, that the children and even parents called me a bastard. And I grew up feeling like, who am I? I see other kids that they have a mom and daddy. I didn't have one. And I thought, maybe God doesn't love me that much.
Yeah, you might think that.
Well, you know, a lot of things can go through a kid's mind whenever they don't have a mother or a father.
Yes.
But today, I want to speak to you about a real family. And so I'm going to get Pastor Nicky to read a few verses. And we're going to go to Matthew. We're going to go to the 10th verse. And we're going to read 34 through 36.
Yes.
Now, I want to assure you, I can read and I can write. But
Want me to be a part of it all.
Well, I want you to be a part because you're supposed to be. And I thank the Lord that even though we got married at a late age, at 50 years old, that now we're turning 77, that we've done everything together.
We sure have.
And I will not let the devil separate us on one issue, because the Bible says that the two shall be one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I assure you, I can read. Amen. And I want to say once again, before we get into the Word, we're making DVDs and we're putting things on YouTube that only shows a small picture. So now we're trying, and we've done all the settings we know, to have a full screen when you watch on YouTube. Now, if you're watching on your iPhone or your Android today, if you'll turn it sideways, you're going to get a full screen.
Yes.
And that's what we're working for, is to have the best DVDs to give out to the nursing homes. And to anyone that wants one free,
yes,
we want to have the best. Not just a little bit of screen, but we want it to be a full screen. So if you're just seeing part of what's going on today, turn your cell phone sideways and let me know if you're seeing a full picture, okay? Would you let me know? All right, Pastor Nikki, come on and read for us today.
Okay. Matthew chapter 10, 34 through 36, Jesus said this, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household." And then Matthew 12, 46 through 50. While he yet talked to the people, this is Jesus, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without. He's inside a house, evidently. And they stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, unto Jesus, "Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee." But he answered and said unto him that told him, "Who is my mother, and who are my brethren?" And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Amen. Pastor Buck?
Amen.
That's quite a teaching, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Well, I'm fixing to give you a message today that may be hard for some of you to digest. It may be hard to come into your heart. Now, listen. First of all, I want to say that God has plans for the family to be happy, to function together, and to be together. Enjoy the grandkids, enjoy the great-grandchildren, and so on. But some of us don't understand that Jesus said that the biggest problems we have will be in our own household. That's hard to understand. You know, a man and woman gets married, they have children, they want to be happy, they want to raise the children right. I'm talking about a functional family. They want to see their grandchildren, they want to have a real happy life with their family in old age. And you know, that's what God really wants. But God makes it plain in His Word. Jesus said that there will be those in the family that don't understand. You know, sometimes children don't understand parents, and sometimes they don't understand that to honor your father and mother brings a blessing into their life and into their children's life. Jesus said, "I've come that if the family, you have some in your family that will not believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That they will not follow the biblical principles of humbling themselves. Sometimes mommy and daddy is not always right. Sometimes grandma and grandpa is not always right. But the Bible says that we need to honor our mother and father. We need to honor our family. But I'm sad to say that the devil comes to divide the family. And Jesus said, I've come that if some of the family will not receive me, then there's going to be problems. And I've experienced that in my family, and maybe you have too. I experienced that as a child growing up. I never had a father to take me fishing. I never had a father to go get a switch and wear me out because I sassed my mother. I never had those things. And so I had to learn the hard way that being a mother and father brings responsibility. And the main responsibility of a parent is to live a life for Jesus Christ and to give the discipline that is necessary for that child to grow up, to know good from evil, to know that they're loved, to know that there's a God that wants to help them in all of their problems. Amen. Jesus said, I've not come to bring peace to where everybody can live in sin and be happy. Uh-oh. Jesus said, I did not come to this earth for people to live in sin, for the family to live in sin and be happy. But I have come to shine the light on sin, what is right and what is wrong. And if you have family members that are seeking the ways of the world, they're going to come against the ones in the family that are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. There's just going to be a problem. That's all there is to it. But I want to say this to you today, that the family that realizes that God's word and biblical principles is the way to live your life and to train your children and for you personally to live that life in front of them. I realized when I was a father that I raised my boys and I was not a Christian. And they saw so many things in my life. And I had a daughter that was living with her mother. And I can see now where she thought, my daddy don't love me. My daddy just don't care. But I did. But the thing that I lacked was the guidance of the Holy Ghost to be born again into the family of God, to have the Spirit telling me the things that were right and wrong. I lacked that. And so my children grew up without seeing a godly father. And through a divorce, it tore our family apart. And Satan laughed. Oh, he laughs at these families that are split up. But I want to tell you, there's someone that can bring us together. And if it's not with our blood family, when we are born into the family of God, we have a family everywhere, all over the world. We have a family that's already with Jesus, and we have a family one day that will all be gathered together and be with Jesus and our Father forevermore. Amen. You know, in the book of Matthew, we'll go to the 12th chapter, the 46 through 50. 12th chapter, 46 through 50. Jesus grew up in a family, and I'm sure that they had a lot of good times. I had a lot of good times with my children and my late wife. But there come a time when it's time to move on into the spiritual realm. And Jesus, at 30 years old, he was the eldest of the family. God was his father. Joseph was his stepfather. And Jesus had stepsisters, stepbrothers. I hate to say step. I don't know what that means. But anyway, it just means they didn't have the same daddy. And Jesus, when he was called into the ministry, he only had a short time to do what needed to be done. And so Jesus didn't play around. I think that that's the problem with so many of us today, is that we are just playing around. It is time to get serious. And when Jesus started at 30 years old, he was a little past 33 when he gave his life for you and me. So he only had a short time. Beloved, we only have a short time to do what must be done. But Jesus was in a great crowd of people, and he was in a home, and the Spirit was upon him. And I imagine there might have been a little bit of singing and shouting and praising God, healing going on, great supernatural things happening through the Spirit, through the Holy Ghost. When his mama and his brothers and sisters came and they heard what all was going on, they was ashamed of him. You know, your children might be ashamed of you, but you got to keep doing what Jesus did. Your family may be ashamed of you, but you've got to uphold God's calling. Jesus was upholding God's calling in his life. And so his mother and brothers and sisters told someone, go on in there and tell him to come out. He's making a fool of himself. So the person come in and said, Jesus, your mom and brothers and sisters out there, they want you to come out and come on home. But you know what Jesus said? He said, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. Listen, that's in Matthew, the 12th chapter. Read 46 through 50 and you'll understand that the true family is the family of God. If you have a dysfunctional family, you don't have to. You can realize that if you are born again of the Spirit of God, then you are part of the biggest family that there ever was. Amen. If you don't realize this today, maybe you're having a family that everybody's getting along good. I've not met a family like that yet. I'm sure there are some. But most of the people I meet are having such trouble in their families. And Jesus warned us that this would happen. But you can be part of the family of God.
Amen.
You can be part of a family that's going to live together for eternity. Jesus said, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Is God asking us to denounce our family here on earth? Absolutely not. No, no, no. But God is commanding us to understand that the real family here on earth is the ones that are doing the will of the Father which is in heaven.
That's right.
That came from the words of the Son of God, the Messiah, our soon coming King. So listen, beloved, are you troubled about all the things that's happened or is happening, or you're afraid will happen in your family later on? It's time to stop it. It's time to realize that if you will surrender your life to Jesus, that you will be born again, adopted in, born again into the family of God. And there's no better family that you'll ever know than those that are doing the will of our Father, which is in heaven. Now, did I bring a message today to tell you that it's not important for your children and your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, your husband and your wife? Did I bring you a message that's coming against that? Absolutely not. But I am telling you what the Word of God said. Jesus said that the biggest problem we will have is in our own family, blood family. But Jesus, He wants the family to be one. He wants the family to get along. He wants us to love our children, but we better not. We better not go along with our children's sin. If you love your children, you'll tell them what the Word of God says, and you'll let God deal with it. And more than likely, when you tell your children that they're going down a wrong path, they will come against you. But you've got to give it to God. You've got to give your children to God. You've got to come and put them on the altar like Abraham did Isaac. You've got to be willing to give them up to God. And whatever He does, you're going to trust Him with your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren on down the line. So today, I want to give you the invitation. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you die tonight without Jesus as your Savior, if you die in your sins, you will go to hell. You don't have to. And God's give you and me the right to choose. I'm so thankful that at 43 years old that I surrendered my life to the Lord. I asked God for His help. I believe that He sent His Son to take my sin upon Him, that Jesus came to save me and you from our sins. And if you will repent and believe and receive Jesus, you'll be born again into the best family you'll ever know. You may have grew up abused and used and mistreated. You may have grew up being an orphan. I don't know. But God has always known where you were because He knitted you while you were still in your mama's womb. You are not a mistake. You are not something that just happened. God has a plan for you, my beloved man or woman. God has a plan for you. Won't you come to Jesus? And I want to say this also to the Christian today. Mama, Daddy, Grandma, Grandpa, you do not have to compromise with sin. You can love your family, but not go along with their sin. Daughter, son, grandson, granddaughter, you can serve Jesus no matter what mama and daddy and grandpa's mom's doing. You can serve Jesus. And you know, if you'll serve Jesus, then you can pray for your parents and grandparents. You can pray for them, and God will intervene. Listen, it's not all planned out. God has an opening for us to serve Him and pray to Him, and He will move upon our prayers. Don't give up. And even though you might not have a family, you might have a dysfunctional family. Thank God if you do have a functional family. But there's so many that don't. I didn't. There is a family that will welcome you, brothers and sisters, amen, into the family of God. Amen. Would you come today to Him? Would you come today to Him?
Amen.
Would you come? As Pastor Nikki plays and sings, and we close today, would you come? And remember that the family of God is growing every day. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting there will be on Amen. That blessed morning when we all shall rise.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Thank you, Jesus. Bye for now.